Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back live at FLA Live Arena and... always exciting. Crowder's off today. Crowder and I are always pleased when Doug Plagans joins us. Solana is in for Crowder today. Crowder will be back tomorrow for Football Friday, but today it is Hockey Thursday. Hockey night in South Florida, and it is a beautiful day in Sunrise. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, frequent guest on our program. He's one of our food experts, in addition to being a hockey expert, a Panthers expert. And we're going to talk hockey today, but you have received confirmation that there is no longer Chickies and Pete's here at the FLA Live Arena?
Correct.
All right. Did you enjoy the cheesesteaks and the crab fries there?
The fries are always good.
Yeah.
You know, I've had them in a lot of my trips. I've had them on the boardwalk in Atlantic City before.
It's the best.
When you can sit there on the beach and... Got some crab fries.
Got to protect it from the seagulls.
Yes.
Seagulls will swoop in, take the crab fry right out of your cup.
My buddy and I had a situation with that one time at the Tony Luke's on the boardwalk, still there, and some people were feeding seagulls, and they just converged, and then some other casual onlookers just went over and started giving it to the people that were feeding the birds because it caused a whole scene, and it was theater that day on the beach. We were watching it all unfold.
No, it all makes sense. Seagulls attract to crabs. That to me makes sense. Absolutely.
They're just attracted to food. They'll swoop in and eat a donut if you want.
I thought when you mentioned foods that are inspired by the name of something but don't include the item, one of the first things that came to mind was a Funyun. They aren't made out of onions. They do have onion powder in
them.
They have an onion flavor.
Right.
But they're not made out of onions. Made out of cornstarch.
And I had mentioned lava cake. There is no lava.
No, that would be painful.
Cake. There's no popcorn in popcorn chicken. It's not that out of the
or
realm.
Or even popcorn shrimp for that
or
matter.
Or popcorn shrimp for that matter. So, and we've been told sometimes at Subway, we don't even know if there's tuna in the tuna fish. Although I think it's been proven that there is. So,
yeah.
It was a whole story for a while. Anywho, there is no more Chickies and Pete's at FLA Live Arena. So, I'll probably just spend more time at Funky Buddha Tap Room.
Right. Yeah. Lots of exciting varieties to try.
There are lots of exciting varieties to try. Doug Plagan, so Panthers open tonight. And I know you previewed it on the radio last night, but give us the synopsis. What are your expectations for this season?
Well, I think everybody's going into this season knowing that this Panthers team, I consider this team to be a part of a group of teams, maybe five or six teams that I consider to have the best chance to win the whole thing. I think when you look at a group of teams, maybe the Panthers, the Lightning, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Colorado Avalanche, you look at a team like the New York Islanders being in that mix, I think it's a small cluster of teams. And it's the NHL, and anybody can get hot and make a run, and it really is the league where you just need to get there, because when you get there, anything can happen. But going into the season, I think the Panthers are part of that cluster of five, six teams that can consider themselves to be the top tier.
And you know, we do this every year with the Panthers, where we go, oh, it was another disappointing season. Last season was not a disappointing season, right? That would be a misnomer, in my opinion. You face Tampa in the first round. When you go up against a buzzsaw like that, and nobody was able to get past Tampa, by the way. I mean, obviously, you want to get out of the first round, especially I remember the last two regular season games where you played Tampa. It hurt, But I don't think you can call it a disappointing season only because of who you've ended up facing in round one.
Yeah, it wasn't a disappointment. It was, you know, defeat is going to sting
sure.
in any situation. But I think anybody knew that the winner of that series, was probably going to be the team to beat the rest of the way.
Yep.
It just so happened that that was the first round matchup. And Joel Quenneville said as much after the Game 6 loss, that there was going to be a lot of, you know, positive learning experiences that could be taken from not only that loss, but the series as a whole. Everybody in the organization learned from that, was going to be better for it moving forward. You look at last season as a whole, there were a lot of new faces going into last season. There was a lot of turnover going into last season. Chemistry built in a hurry. The guys developed a belief in a hurry. It was a team that you could tell every time they stepped on the ice, they had the confidence that they were going to win the game. They had what it took to win the game that night. And that's gone into this season. You had the sense as soon as the last season ended that these guys were ready to get on the ice and start the new season. The excitement level's off the charts coming in. And this team knows what they're capable of. They know that the expectations are out there. Pundits all over the hockey world are picking this team to be in the mix to win the whole thing. There are people out there who have even picked this team to win the whole thing. They're aware of the expectations. They like the expectations. They know what kind of talent they have in that locker room, and they're excited to get it all on the ice and get things going tonight.
Yeah, nobody wants to lose in the first round, but you could argue the Panthers played the Lightning better than anybody else that the Lightning faced in road to the Stanley Cup.
Even though the Islanders took the Lightning to Game 7 in the conference in the Final Four, you can't really call it a conference final because it was a funky realignment last year for that season. But yeah, the Panthers gave the Lightning their biggest run. They gave them their toughest competition, no doubt about that. It was a 6-game series. We throw this phrase around, could have gone either way, but that series really could have gone either way. A bounce here and there would have made all the difference in the world.
And you mentioned all the guys returning. The expectations are that they're going to gel right off the bat, right? Like, this is a team that from the get-go should be one of the stronger teams in the NHL.
Oh, yeah, the chemistry's there. And I think the other thing we can't overlook here, Joe Thornton, who has been, you know, he's just been one of the most revered players in the NHL. He was, drafted back in the late 90s. He's accomplished really everything that you could accomplish playing this sport. The only thing that's eluded him has been a Stanley Cup championship, and he was a free agent. He chose to come to the Panthers because he feels like this is, you know, one of the situations that gave him the best chance to win a Stanley Cup, and that's why he came down here to South Florida. And that alone, that made a lot of people, that caught a lot of people's attention. This team had already captured a lot of people's attention locally and nationally and globally in the hockey world last year with what they accomplished. That series against the Lightning had a ton of eyeballs on it. Everybody knew this Panthers team was for real. But when Joe Thornton picked the Panthers in the offseason, said, that's where I want to go because that situation is going to give me the best chance to try and make a run at the Stanley Cup because that's the only thing he hasn't accomplished in his career. That made a lot of people, if they hadn't taken notice already, made them take notice.
God bless the texters who are pointing out, Solana, there are no dogs in hot dogs, there are no bears in bear claws, and there's no elephants in elephant ears. So let's lose the argument about crab fries. If they don't have crab in them, it's fraudulent. I've given you numerous examples now of food items that have none of that. There's no cottages in cottage cheese. Okay, you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, but you could go somewhere else and order crab fries, and crab fries would be
no
on the menu.
No,
actual
you could maybe
crab
get,
in
no,
fries.
No, you could maybe get crab bites, but you could not order crab fries anywhere.
In poutine, there's certain places that have crab poutine in Canada, and it's the same thing. It's fries with some crab
about?
On it.
And somebody points out there's no asphalt in Rocky Road ice cream. Like, if you're expecting that there has to be a Rocky Road in Rocky Road ice cream, there is no asphalt.
I had a brief time where my ice cream consumption, I was a strong Rocky Road only guy for a brief time.
I don't know if I've ever had Rocky Road ice cream.
I think it's very good. I'm a big marshmallow guy. Even those, some people wouldn't even call them marshmallows, the ones that are in Lucky Charms. I love those.
Those are marshmallows.
But I love them.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. You will hear him tonight on 560 WQAM as the Panthers open the season against Pittsburgh. Sergei Bobrovsky will be in goal tonight.
Correct.
Is that what we're understanding?
Yep.
Do you think he's going to be on a very short leash this season because Spencer Knight is waiting in the wings? Do you think that Coach Quenneville is going to be splitting time? Like, is that the plan, or is the plan Sergei Bobrovsky's my starter and he's going to play the number of games a typical starter would unless I find out otherwise?
I think, well, he's going in as the opening night starter. Everybody knows what he's accomplished in his career. They've had great things to say about his preparation, the way he's looked, everything with his game throughout camp. So I know we're excited to see him hit the ice here. The thing to remember, and this is something I mentioned to a number of people here as we get ready for the season, you look at a lot of the teams that have had success in recent years, and it's a little bit of an anomaly last year with Andre Vasilevsky. It was a short season, a condensed season. The Lightning, they ran him out there quite a bit. He shouldered a very heavy workload. But if you look at the teams that have won championships recently, a lot of teams have done it with two goalies that they can lean on. The days of, you know, Marty Brodeur playing 70-plus games 12 times in his career, those days are long gone. Guys don't do that anymore for a number of different reasons. They want to keep guys fresh. And when you're a team that has playoff aspirations, you want to get to the playoffs with both your goalies being fresh. You want to be able to go to either guy and know that you didn't run them into the ground during the regular season. There's a lot more emphasis on that now. So the Panthers are in a good spot. They know that they've got two guys that can play. Sergei Bobrovsky, decorated goaltender, two Vezina trophies. You've got Spencer Knight, who, let's not forget, is coming off two seasons in the NCAA ranks where he accomplished just about everything an individual could. But remember, he just turned 20. Back in April.
Remember what he did in the playoffs,
and he had a great start in the playoffs. There was a 24-hour span there where he was really the talk of the entire hockey world after that Game 5 win the Panthers had over the Lightning back in the spring. But for a guy that turned 20 back in April, college hockey seasons are not 82-game grinds like the NHL, and you're not playing against seasoned NHL veterans. You're playing against other 18 to 22-year-olds for the most part. So to expect Spencer Knight to as poised and calm as Spencer Knight is, he might be the guy that could say, he probably would say, I could play every night and be just fine. But at the same time, you don't want to ask that of a guy that just turned 20 back in April. So the Panthers are in a good spot. I think you're going to see it with both of them playing, you know, up to their levels. I think you're going to see a sort of a split, but I think you're going to see Bob take the majority. And I think what then you see is both as you go into the playoffs with two fresh guys, and as we've seen over the course of the last number of years. You look at, you know, when Pittsburgh won with Marc-Andre Fleury and Matt Murray between the pipes, and you look at when Washington won it and they had Braden Holtby and Philip Grubauer, and when St. Louis had Jordan Binnington and Jake Allen. The teams that have won recently have had two guys that they can call on. You don't have the situations where you have the one guy that played 73 games during the regular season and the other guy that you forgot who he even is, who's back there backing up. So the Panthers are in a really good situation in that they have two guys they'll be able to call on all season and two guys that are going to be able to play at a high level and be fresh going into the playoffs, because that's the plan.
Solano, when you go to Chick-fil-A and get waffle fries, are you disappointed that there's no waffle in them?
Looks like a waffle, though, so it's a little different. Certainly looks like a waffle.
All right. When you order a chicken finger and it doesn't look like a finger and there's no finger in there, does that disappoint you?
Point taken. I still think calling them crab fries and, you know, not making it obvious that there's no crab in them is just a bad move, because, Doug, it's why I never wanted crab fries. I don't eat seafood, so I never ordered fries.
My point, he's like it's bad out of them. You can't go anywhere in Philly or Atlantic City without seeing a Chickies right. and Pete's. Like, so they're doing something right. He seems to be the only one complaining, and my friend Dr. Chuck. They're the only two complaining about this.
Yeah, I think maybe just if you want to make sure, if you have any dietary restrictions, if you're right. Ask a couple questions.
Yeah, ask a couple yep. questions. Yep.
There's no Get some
shame.
Clarification.
There's no shame in that.
Somebody will be there to assist.
There's no shame in that. There's no moon in a moon pie.
That's a good one.
I'm just saying.
Point.
I'm looking at the textures. There's no buffalo in buffalo wings.
There aren't any drumsticks in a drumstick.
Boom. There's no ham in a hamburger. So I think we learned a lot about the Panthers here. I think we learned a lot about crab fries.
About ourselves.
And about ourselves.
Yes.
Doug Plagans, you will hear him tonight on 560 QAM. Panthers and Penguins. Panthers here at FLA Live Arena. Open the season 7 o'clock, puck drop. And Doug Plagans will be on the call all season long. What are you benching nowadays, by the way?
I threw up 315 earlier in the week. I'm working.
315.
I felt pretty good. It moved pretty easily, so I'm going to try to get more next couple weeks.
That's why Crowder's not here today, because he was scared of Doug playing.
I miss Crowder. I mean, it's great to have Solana here, but I miss seeing Crowder.
We have a number of broadcasts planned here at FLA Live Arena, and Crowder will be here for every one of them except today. But 315. Don't mess with Doug Plague and Solana.
315.
Well, hey, if anybody wants to drop the headsets this season, I got to be ready to go. And I said it on Territory Talk, our podcast last week. If any other broadcast teams want to drop the headsets and throw down, I'd put me and Billy Lindsay up there against anybody.
I think
we could hold our own.
Plagans and Billy Lindsay. Good luck beating that radio tandem.
I mean, I would say Cephalo and Joe Rose might give you a nice fight, but
That is true. There's no log in a pecan log. There's no duck in duck sauce.
Good point.
There you go. Doug Plagans, you'll hear him tonight, 560 WQAM. We're going to take a break here from FLA Live Arena.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.